Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about vaping. And I am seeing so many beautiful ladies vaping and beautiful men. And I just want to express my extreme concern. And you know, the Centers for Disease Control reports that the number of people using e-cigarettes is growing at such a fast pace. The consumption numbers virtually surpass those of all other tobacco products, and that is insanity. For some reason, vaping has this rap that it's great, that it's more pure, that the products are tobacco-free, and that it's somehow a derivative that's streamlined and rid of toxins, but that is absolute nonsense. In actuality, vape cartridges contain the same chemicals like formaldehyde and benzene, which are also found in cigarettes. And vaping is this process where you're relying on vapors instead of smoke inhalation to bring nicotine into the body, but you are still inhaling nicotine. So the nicotine actually is inhaled in quite a potent form, which can even be more potent than what you get out of tobacco because it's essentially distilled and, you know, inhaled at a very high concentration. There is not a lot of regulation regarding the vaping industry right now, and that's one of the things that really concerns me. But when you inhale nicotine, it's going to be damaging for your skin. So what are the ways that vaping can be bad for skin? Number one, nicotine in any form, even from vaping, impedes your blood flow. It shrinks blood vessels. It vasoconstricts. This is one of the reasons that before we do surgeries on patients, we insist that they be tobacco-free, no nicotine for 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after facelift surgery, neck lift surgery, or rhino surgery. And the reason is we want really good blood flow to these tissues. So those of you long-term smokers have bad skin because you just have poor blood flow. When we do twin studies of a smoking twin and a non-smoking twin, guess whose skin is worse? The smoker. And this definitely exacerbates existing conditions like eczema, psoriasis, and overall aging. You just don't get enough blood flow. You just don't look pink and circulatey. You look dull, fatigued, and tired with your skin. Vaping makes us look older by accelerating the breakdown of collagen. So number two reason why vaping is bad for your skin, you will break down your collagen. This is the protein that's most important in our skins for improving youthfulness and reducing wrinkling, and it's definitely a big factor in terms of aging. So is vaping better than smoking? It is not. Those who vape compared to non-smokers and non-users of vaping have twice the risk of getting skin cancers. And that's similar to those who smoke cigarettes. And I suspect that that's related to the high burden of, you know, toxic metabolites from smoking and from vaping in the bloodstream and in the skin. Your immune system can only perform so much surveillance. And when you tax the immune system with extra loads of toxins and chemicals, you're going to have more, you know, cancers popping up, and you're not going to have the ability to fight them as well. So double the risk of developing skin cancers, just like regular smokers, if you vape. Vaping's much more likely to cause aging than sun exposure alone. The sun is our number one factor that damages the skin, but when you add smoking on top of cigarettes, you really have a kind of a horrible combination for the skin, and you have early stage wrinkles. So those of you that are vaping in your 20s because you think it's keeping you skinny and it's helping you to, you know, be cool, it's actually going to harm your skin, causing early wrinkles. So you're going to be cool and wrinkly. Vaping-related deaths, of course, have been so widely talked about in the media in the last month or so, and that is definitely related to toxic metabolites present in the vaping compounds, and it's giving people conditions like ARDS or acute respiratory distress, adult respiratory distress syndrome, where the lungs basically shut down from this exposure to toxins. So the consensus is that vaping is just as bad for you and your skin as cigarettes are. Tobacco is bad. Vaping is bad. I wish that there was some fun habit you could do that is not bad for you, that gives you the same feeling of coolness, but right now it's just chewing gum. So just want to encourage you to give up vaping, give up cigarettes, and improve your overall skin profile. In general, you're going to have 10 years of advanced aging related to tobacco products, and the same is true for vaping products. So I definitely think you should put that money into saving and using it for good skincare, injectables, Botox, lasers, the things that are really going to make you feel happy about yourself, versus a product that's going to give you dependency and nicotine exposure and carcinogen exposure. So that's my two cents all about vaping and why it's definitely just as bad for your skin as cigarettes are. I hope that you will make somebody listen to this podcast. If you have a friend who is currently smoking or vaping and trying to get off of it, this is just one more good reason to let go of that habit and kind of use those dollars to something more beneficial for your skin and your beauty. I want you to be your best version of you, beauty, so take time to look at your habits and figure out what things are making you worse overall, what things you're getting dependent on, what things you want to filter out of your life. We all have to do that inventory of ourselves every so often, and I definitely don't want to see my beauties vaping. That's it for now, gorgeous. Stay beautiful.